A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. Senate lawmakers on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee are hearing from federal health officials on what's next in the battle against COVID-19. In her opening statement, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky had a promise and an appeal to Americans.
My promise is that CDC will continue to follow the science as our guide. And my appeal is to implore everyone to get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible as the fastest way to end this pandemic.
Dr. Walensky says the CDC continues to revisit and update its guidance for people who are vaccinated. Utah Governor Spencer Cox and the governors of five other states met virtually today with President Biden to talk about what is working and what is not working in their states in the COVID vaccination efforts. Governor Cox told the president that basing vaccine numbers on a percentage of the population doesn't work well in Utah, where we have the youngest population.
That's not exactly the right metric to be using, but we're very excited for the announcement to allow younger people to get vaccinated because Utah has more of them than anywhere else. Mr. President, we're really good at having kids here.
Cox also addressed vaccine hesitancy, saying they are trying to reach out to individual doctors and religious and community leaders who people trust more than they do the government leaders. Utah is reporting 224 new COVID-19 cases today, bringing the seven-day average for positive tests to 327 per day. Health Department says 11 more people have died, including a person who was younger than 45. Eight of those deaths happened before April 11th. 142 people are currently in the hospital. High school graduations will be much different than last year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Jordan School District spokeswoman Sandy Riesgraf says they surveyed their students this year to see what they wanted.
And the vast majority said, we really want to be together. And that really was the bottom line here.
Alpine School District spokesman David Stevenson says it's the same thing for them.
One of the biggest requests of our students has been that they get to have this celebration with their friends and fellow students.
Jordan will keep the graduation parades. The community liked those. Most school districts are going to hold these ceremonies outside in their football stadiums or at a professional stadium like Rio Tinto. Others have booked larger indoor venues like the Huntsman Center and D Event Center. They'll allow a limited number of tickets per family. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.